being child-free during a worldwide pandemic, some of the benefits of that, and maybe some negatives, or maybe a few not so good benefits. I don't know. That's up next. Welcome to the Not a Mama Life podcast, where our child-free views are heard, matter, and celebrated in life, love, relationships, work, entrepreneurship, and much more. This is your judgment-free, no questions asked corner of the podcast world, and I am glad you're here. Let's live our Not a Mama Life. Wow. I don't know about you, but 2020 has given us quite a few doozies, hasn't it? So let's start with the big elephant in the room for 2020, and that's the pandemic, coronavirus, COVID-19. Being child-free during a pandemic. Personally, I only see benefits. I guess there are some negatives, but let's focus on the positives. The first thing I can think of is not having to figure out what to do with school-age children. That's number one. Number two is being solely responsible for you and whoever else is in your household. So for my household, it's my husband and I. So we kind of just check in with each other and make sure that we are doing everything we can to stay safe while we go to work. And we don't have to worry about anything else. We make decisions based on our risk factors and our risk factors at work. So there is no worrying about additional people for the most part. Another benefit is just having time. Time is something that is often seen as a overabundance for those of us that are child-free. And we all know that's not the case. Just because you're child-free doesn't mean that you have all the time in the world, all the time, all day long to do nothing. But yet, that seems to be a preconceived notion of ours from outside looking in that we have all this free time. So what are some other benefits of being child-free during a pandemic? I truly believe that it has allowed me and my husband to connect differently, to truly see what is important to us outside of the walls of our home. So what is worth that risk to leave the house? What is worth doing to maintain our well-being? When is it time to go clean out that second bedroom? Because it's become like a junk drawer, but it's the size of a room. When is it important to check in with each other? Spending a lot of time with your spouse, your significant other, your partner, your loved ones, a roommate, whomever you may be living with. This is a great time to check in on different levels. It reminds me a lot of love languages. So this is a perfect opportunity to check in with those loved ones and partners and friends and anybody else that you may be in a home with at this time. And do things like, what is your love language test? Or do things like an Enneagram test or a personality test. Things like that. My husband and I have done that pretty much every month since the pandemic. So little quizzes, you know, like think of also like a BuzzFeed quiz. and maybe find a few of those. But it's given us an opportunity to just know each other very differently, because we are seeing so much more of each other. We're not going out with friends. We're not going out to exercise in a gym format. We are not going to visit family. We often would drive south of where we live to go visit family, and he would go to his family, I would go to my family, or we would pick one visit to just focus on his family or just my family. And we're not doing that. So our family has become the two of us and our six birds. So that's our immediate molecule of a family. And so the outside family is not really being seen as much. So being child-free during a pandemic has loads of benefits. And I truly think focusing on yourself and having less outside people to focus on is the number one benefit. And also, for me, being able to focus on my business, being able to focus on this podcast, and being able to truly check in with everything has been the most positive thing to come out of this pandemic. In April, the beginning of the pandemic, is when I lost the first podcast. The Not a Mama podcast was lost during a transition where I wanted to change podcast host, and I lost everything. So this is a second version, if you will, of that podcast. It is going to be different, but that's a second reincarnation of that podcast. And it took me a long time to, one, deal with this pandemic, deal with the loss of all that content and the podcast and the reviews and the subscribers, and then really want to jump into another podcast. So there's been so many growth opportunities, and I feel that I'm not alone when it comes to growth opportunities and different things that we could do to improve ourselves. So I want to hear from you. What has been and what is the most amazing or the most thoughtful or the most mindful benefit of being child-free during a pandemic? Let me know. That's a wrap. Thanks for spending your time with me. Would love for you to share this podcast with your child-free BFF. And when you do so, make sure you tag me over on Instagram at NotAMama. And while you're there, let's continue this conversation. Until next time, go live your Not a Mama life.